Hey, did you know you could listen to Super Human Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today during the first hour. We're going to be talking to Jason Deere. Jason throws the best after parties at both the Arnold and the Olympia every year. It's always a madhouse. There's always exciting things going on, and there's some really, really amazing things that are going to happen this year at the after party. That's going to be announced on my show. This is a Superhuman Radio exclusive. We'll be talking more with Jason. Then later in the show, physical culturist Brooks Kubik will be on. We're going to be talking about physical culture then and now. Did we learn anything? What still holds true? What has been washed away? Just an overview of physical culture in general. For those who are not aware of some of the aspects of physical culture in the past as it links to the future. So we're doing that during the second hour. I just need to make a couple announcements. First of all, we have a new sponsor. You probably have heard the spots running recently, Myotropics Physique 2.0. This product is the brainchild of Dr. Scott Connolly, founder of the Metrics formula and the original Metrics formula that everybody was always after. This product is a very, very unique product. We're going to be doing a show about it next week when we have the guy who's running the project, which is Vince Andrich, on the show to talk about what Physique 2.0 is. And I can tell you it's really an exciting meal replacement product like nothing else out there. It's going to shock you. But anyway, we're going to be doing that. So I want to welcome Myotropics to the show. And check out the Physique 2.0 product. We're going to have a coupon code for the Supreme Radio audience very shortly. Also, I want to remind everybody, Age Force came to us with the only hydroxycobalamin patch in the world. There are other B12 patches out there, and they work great for people who don't want to inject, but all of them were cyanocobalamin, which we know is a molecularly bonded to cyanide. And this is not a good form of B12. Many people take methylcobalamin, but the reality is that the type of B12 that is stored in the liver is hydroxycobalamin. So that is the final stage it converts to that it's used by your body. This is a hydroxycobalamin patch. And Age Force brought it to our audience exclusively initially because we did the show on B12 and methylation, and then we talked about the importance of hydroxy B12 as opposed to these other forms. And so Age Force actually put a patch together for us, and they're running a free trial offer. Like all of the free trial offers that Age Force does, you go to their website. You actually go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad. You'll be transported to a blind page that only you, our audience, can order from. And you can get a free month supply of the B12 patch to try out. And you don't have to stay on with them. You do have to fill out some information so that if you do decide to stay on with them, you can go on one of the auto ship programs. But you can cancel at any time, and you know that they will let you cancel for any reason whatsoever. We've had zero complaints from anybody in our audience from signing up for a free trial offer and not being able to cancel if they wanted to. So check that out. Okay, let's get started. Long-winded way around. Welcome back to the show, Jason Deere. How you doing?
I'm excellent, Carl. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, next month we will all converge on Columbus, Ohio, for the Arnold Sports Extravaganza. And, of course, the gem of the Arnold Sports Extravaganza is the men's competition, bodybuilding competition, and everybody waits for that because after that they go to Jason's party, which is the after party, which is the unspoken gem in Columbus. So we had a you had a great party last year, didn't you?
I did. Last year was definitely the best party I've ever done. I've been doing events for almost 10 years now, and it's the best production I've ever done, for sure. So the event continues to grow. I can't believe, Carl, it's been almost 10 years now. So, you know, this is the ninth annual mega party, and this one will not disappoint.
Just a reminder, this is this show is a family-rated show, so anytime you use the expletives, we have to bleep them out. But anyway, with that being said, what exactly can we expect from this party that's going to be – I mean, come on. How many – what else can you do, Jason? Your parties are like a sensory overload to begin with. What else can you do that's going to make people who've been to their last nine go, oh, wow, this is really the best?
I think the event itself has to have a really good combination of being structured and balanced to promote products. The same way that your show is a balance between, obviously you have sponsors that are involved with it that want to promote their products. You're getting 500,000 downloads right now.
Oh, we're gonna break that now. This month is a banner month already, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've been record breaking month. So you obviously have a business going, but the thing of it is you have a very natural and organic show. And that's the thing, and I know that. I know this about you over any other radio show person. You are like the most organic radio show host I know. So with that said, the same thing with this event. This event has organically grown, and it's a very fine line balance between being an event where we can promote things like energy drinks, supplement companies, bringing celebrities and athletes, but also promote creative thinking and actually do really, really unique things. So every year the event's gotten more and more out the box, more and more unique, and I think it's got to a point where it's pushing me further and further to not just refine the event and how smooth it's ran, but also coming up with really intense, amazing display of shows. And I definitely have some this year that are going to shock you. I got a 360-degree show I'm doing this year.
Really?
Yep, two-story ice luges. I mean, Carl, you name it. I've never even considered doing production like this level. This is beyond, like, I was doing what I was dreaming about doing 2 years ago. So this is just like, now I'm just having fun.
So Will, when you say a 360-degree show, obviously you mean that there's going to be something going on everywhere you could look at every moment of time. Is that what you mean?
Yep. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, last year I did the show called Elevate 4D, and what happened was we had stuff going kind of all around us. I had probably 14 cameramen. We had terrible footage of the actual event because nobody really knew what to tape. So this year, I'm telling everybody in advance, like, hey, we're doing a show on multiple platforms. So my main show has exceeded past just the stage. Now you'll see stuff happening in the VIP area, upstairs, downstairs, two different levels, in the air, down on the ground, pyrotechnics, I mean, full show at bringing giant 7 foot by 7 foot LED screens in, coming from out of town and being set up. I mean, this is real scale show. Yeah, there's just an LED light is over $100,000 of equipment being brought in for this. So the whole point of it now, again, is to go back to what I originally wanted to do, which was to create an environment where somebody could go after these events and have a totally unique and amazing experience that was not about bodybuilding.
Right.
And that was entertaining. I don't want to do anything about bodybuilding. Have it entertaining and have it be something that would take somebody's mind elsewhere.
Wow, that's really... Is there going to be a theme this year to the show?
The show is a very primal type thing. So, you see a lot of body paint. I can't tell you too much.
Yeah, I know that. I got to be careful what I ask because I know that some of these things you can't answer because you have competition and there's another. Well, there's a bunch of after parties that go on. Everybody thinks they can go into the after party business because what you'll normally find is someone will approach a top name athlete who is in the Olympia, who has a high probability of doing well in the, in the Arnold, and has a high probability of doing well in the Arnold, and say to them, look, we want to have an after party. We're going to call it the so-and-so after party after you. We're going to give you a little piece of the action. We're going to get this little club, and we're going to rent it out, and we're going to have people come, and they're going to come just because it's your after party. Am I not correct in that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people do, especially at the Olympia. And even at the Arnold, you'll see all kinds of parties going on that weekend. But they're just different. I don't.
Well, I was going to say, so I want to talk about that. So that when we went to one in Vegas one year for the Olympia, and it was a big name athlete who did very well in the Olympia that year. And we walked into the place, and the place was just filled with the normal patrons that were there on that particular evening. Week after week, we walked around and we were like looking for somebody who looked like they were even remotely into bodybuilding. And then we started asking people, and then we saw people who were leaving that we knew. And we said, hey, you know, where's the party? No, nobody's here. It's like, are you joking? We drove all the way over here. So the reason I point that out is because there's lots of these little distraction after parties going on that are trying to like catch some of the fallout of Jason's party, because Jason's party is the place to be by far. We got to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more. We're going to reveal on this show a special celebrity who will be at the after party this year in Columbus. And you're going to recognize this name, and it's not from bodybuilding. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Jason Deere. We're talking about the after party that he's been throwing for 9 years now at the Arnold in Columbus, Ohio. The after party where anyone who is anyone shows up, and that's why I don't go. I don't go because I go to sleep too early, right, Jason?
You go to sleep way too early. I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of disappointed.
I know.
Are you coming?
I can't, I'm not going to say for sure because you know how, look, when I entertain clients, I, you know, have dinners and then by the time that the show winds down, I just want to go back to my room and rest, have a nice meal and rest. And I know that I should make a showing. I know a lot of people say, look, man, you know, you have people who want to see you. You owe it to them to show up. Well, if people want to see me, they're going to see me on the floor of the event. They'll see me over at the Veterans Hall during the shows. And, you know, I'm very approachable. Anybody can walk up to me, say hello to me, and talk to me. I don't have to go to an after party. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to discourage people from going to the after party at all. But just for me, it's late. And then I think to myself, man, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be exhausted. And I'm not going to say to myself, wow, I'm really glad I stayed up late. And that just goes to show I'm a real old fart. I've turned into my father somehow. I don't know how I did that, but I did, you know?
I got to find a way of getting you out. Well,
I can, I'll tell you this. I will show up early. I will show up early. Elisa and I will make an appearance there early, but it's going to be early. It's not going to be, you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night. I can tell you that, you know, maybe like 10, 10-ish.
Stick around at least till 11. Unleashing a two-story mega ice luge. At least come and do a shot off that.
Okay.
It's a two-story luge.
Okay, okay. I will do it.
Come do a shot off that with Lisa. No, yeah. Wait a second. Not to go off topic here for a minute, but Lisa's the girl that you're with.
Elisa, yeah, that's the one that you met. Yeah, Elisa, that you met when you were in Vegas, when we were at the at the Olympia. That's right.
I remember when you were with this girl. You were so into her. And you've been now with her for what, 2 years?
Close. I'm even more into her. Every day that passes, I get more into her. So, no, it's, that's it. I'm done. You know, I'm not gonna ever meet anybody that I love as much as I love her. So I'm done.
I sort of followed the history of you and I on these interviews in the last probably 2 or 3 years and the ups and downs of our relationship woes.
I know.
And you seem to really stick with this lady.
Well,
so I'm impressed.
I got lucky. I mean, believe me, I mean, from everybody who used to listen to Off Topic and stuff like that, I mean, I said I would never ever be in a relationship again. I would never ever get married again. You know, I was done. And, you know, it just, I felt like, look, I had my kids. I got that t-shirt. I was married for 22 years. I got that t-shirt. So that's it. I'm done. But I never imagined meeting Elisa when I was talking about that. So, you know, so you change a little bit. You go, okay, you know, this is good. I was saying that under the auspices that I never expected to meet somebody that we have so much in common and we just like to be together and we get along and our personalities just mesh. You know, where I go left, she goes right. Where I go up, she goes down. It's like everything works perfect. And so, yeah, it's
like people don't understand. I don't know. I think you've got to like really pay your dues. I mean, I hopefully, Carl, you'll get to meet this girl. I've been seeing her for almost 5 months. She's insane. She's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely.
How did you meet her?
Great. Huh?
How did you meet her?
You don't want to know. I actually met her at a traffic light.
Really?
Yeah, I met her at a traffic light. It's actually a really crazy story. I was, you know, actually at a really just beat up place, not only for my last relationship, but just sometimes from just life, you know, you're just exhausted. And I left a business meeting and got stuck in traffic. The cops actually shut down this road.
Right.
And so she was in the car behind me. Her name's April, by the way. April was in the car behind me. And I just, as crazy as this is, they were just letting one car go at a time. Cars were moving really slow. And my top was down, my convertible. I looked back and saw it, just kind of yelled at her a little bit. I mean, it was, well, obviously it was a little bit obnoxious to be
right,
honest.
Right.
I literally just lost it, Carl. I got out of the car, and I just stopped in the middle of the street and just opened my car. I don't know why. I just snapped. I don't know if you, any listeners, have probably had a point in your life where you've just completely snapped. I just snapped. I had to go talk to her. I don't know why. Sixth sense. Completely just physically got up with no control. Went over, talked to her, gave my number, and asked her out. Didn't even know her name.
That was cool.
It was just really odd. And I left my car there, and everybody was honking at me, and I just didn't care. So she sent me a text. I stayed in touch with her, and now I'm dating her.
That's totally cool. That's the way it happens. That's the way it happens. That's cool. Now, let's talk about something that will be more important to the audience. Those of us who are going to Jason's after party this year, we will be amongst, there's going to be a lot of celebrities there, but there's going to be one celebrity in particular that you have not talked about yet. Is that correct?
I have not talked about this, and this is coming out live right here on Colin North Show.
Okay.
We have a huge celebrity coming.
So who will be at the after party this year?
Carmen Electra will be attending Mega Party 9 Saturday night next week, March 3rd. We'll be helping out with the charity check presentation, talking in the microphone, et cetera, et cetera. So for any of you party goers that are coming to this event, she'll be down there probably around 11:30 on Saturday night.
Wow.
Another major celeb. And we have followed by her of multiple other celebrities that I can tell you.
That are showing up because she's going to be there. Wow.
I've got two major UFC guys. I also have a former wrestler coming. I've got NFL players. I mean, big, big names coming. I don't think I've ever housed this many celebrities in one event ever.
I would imagine security. And, you know, that's another thing I got to mention, and I just realized this. I know that you have very, very high security at your parties. The interesting thing about security at your parties is they're never, you know, and when you go to most after parties or even any good clubs in this day and age, security is always looming. You feel their presence. You feel their presence to a degree that sometimes some people won't want to cut loose and really enjoy themselves because they'll think that this person over here, you know, is kind of like, casting this shadow. And so, one of the things I just realized when I was preparing to ask you this question is that I know you have high security because we talked about it, but they're like transparent. They blend into the wall, don't they?
They do. That's the way security should be. You can't have a good time. I mean, when you drive your car down the street, Carl, how does it feel when a cop's driving behind you?
Yeah, like really close.
I don't care how much the way you do.
Right.
I'm telling you, don't look at your speedometer. Every single person looks at the speedometer. You cannot have fun.
Right.
So, the whole point with the security is we've got two groups of security. I do all the security layouts myself. And one stays stationary. And these guys are completely camouflaged. I mean, there are a ton of guys. I mean, there are 26, 27 guys that are just stationed. Then we've got a huge team that travels throughout the venue. But most of the security is designed not to go and make somebody feel intimidated, but for communication. So if any single person, if you walk into this venue, and you said, I need Jason right now. There's a problem. Every single person in there is wired.
Wow.
And that's my communication.
Right. Yeah, because I know I see you talking to people constantly. I always thought you were talking to yourself, to be honest with you. But now you've cleared that up for me. All right, so Carmen Electra will be at the party. And she will she be, like, signing autographs, or will she just be in the VIP area? Or what's the deal?
She'll be in a VIP area. Yeah, she'll sign some autographs. I've been working with Right Way and HCG on assisting on me bringing her down, which has been awesome. They've been great to work with, by the way. And, yeah, she'll be down there. She's doing the charity check presentation as well. I don't think she's going to be there the whole night, but you'll definitely see her down there.
Is she a fan? Is she a fan of bodybuilding? Was this an event that she wanted to come to, or did she come because of publicity requirements and being at the show and stuff?
No, she was totally about coming to it. That's what's interesting. But again, my event's not really bodybuilding based as much. So my event is catered towards bodybuilders, but something that you can get any single person. I mean, my parents go to it. Like, you know my parents.
Yeah, I know.
But I think, something she wanted to go, not just a publicity stunt whatsoever. Carmen's a cool girl. I mean, it's like, you know, with her, you know, a fun, good, going out personality. I mean, this type of stuff is like right up her alley.
Yeah.
You're not going to see her sitting there getting wasted, I don't think.
That's the other surprise guest that's going to be there. Lindsay Lohan will be doing that. I'm just joking. But anyway, when she's there, I lost my train of thought. My text just went off. I got to turn my phone over. Do you know her personally? I mean, you work with her and stuff?
No, I don't know her very well at all.
Okay.
I mostly know her through other people.
Right.
I have multiple people, contacts and stuff like that. So I've been trying to work on getting her for years. I've met her a couple times now.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
I've heard that she's really tiny, that she's a lot, like she's really little, like small little. Is she?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Yeah.
She's tiny, dude.
Yeah, right. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see her in the room when a 285-pound ripped-to-shreds bodybuilder walks by. She's going to – I mean, it's going to be an interesting juxtaposition, that's for sure.
You know what I like about Carmen, honestly, more than anything? 2-3 years ago now, I was talking to her for her to come out and host this event. And I could – every year for the last 3 years, it's been a problem. Like, it's always been a mismatch of dates. Like, the dates don't get figured out, whatever the situation is.
Right.
What I love about Carmen more than anything – is that she has been doing this. I think we forget she's been doing this for 15 years. I mean, she's a veteran.
Yeah, I
we
know.
We think Carmen's young and she looks good and blah, blah, but she's, you know, she's a very well-respected at this point, you know, actress and celebrity. I think anytime you can be in the entertainment industry and not end up like Lindsay Lohan for 15 years, I think it's a feat right there.
I know, and you know what? So, we forget how long she's been around because she always plays these younger parts, quite frankly, you know what I mean? And
it's like she's never gone old. She looks like the exact same she did 15 years ago.
Yeah, good.
But, you know, when I couldn't book her 3 years ago, everybody said to me, get Kim Kardashian, get somebody like that, get a reality show. And it just doesn't fit me. I don't know. I just, like, Kim Kardashian's a pig to me. The whole reality scene of it just doesn't really suit me, per se, but...
When you get to look in somebody's life, it's like where are your boundaries? And I'm sure that they have the cameras off when certain things are going on. But I mean, I know what you mean. It's like one thing to do a reality TV show about trying to drop 150 pounds, and it's another one just to say, hey, come in and live with me and look at me because I think all of my quirks and oddities are really interesting. You know, that's basically what these reality TV shows are conveying when they just do them about people's lives. Look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Jason Deere. Later in the show, we have Brooks Cubic, Physical Culture, Then and Now. We're going to take a look back and a look forward and see what sticks and what doesn't. We'll be right back.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds, designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for?
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today's show is a little light in science. We're talking with Jason Deere right now about the upcoming after party at the Arnold. Jason, obviously we always talk about what's coming. You know, oh, well, this year's party is going to look like this and this craziness and this celebrity and all that sort of stuff. But very rarely do we ever take a moment to go, what happened at last year's party? Was there anything freaky or weird or just, you know, noteworthy at last year's party that wasn't necessarily planned by you, just something that maybe happened because of some of the attendees?
Yeah. Well, there's always stuff like that. I mean, I don't, my events ran really, really tight, so the least surprises and issues I have would be the best, but I always get a lot of celebrities show up last minute. I remember a few years ago, Wesley Snipes showing up last minute with 9 security guys, and it was just a complete mess of stuff.
Yeah, my friend Jeff Rui was there and told me that he met Wesley Snipes there. I'll get his name out. And actually spoke to him, and he said he was just a really nice guy.
He's really nice, yeah. Just as people, a lot of other people didn't seem to have a fond liking of him.
Really?
But I think it depends. Yeah, I mean, I worked with Sly Stallone a while back. I love Sly Stallone. Sly Stallone to this day is my childhood hero. My only childhood hero I've ever met that actually lived up to Wyatt Hope.
Really?
Not anybody else. Not Arnold.
How so?
Okay.
Where did you meet him? He came to your show?
My first bash, I got a phone call about doing a party with him. So I actually set up a party for Sly, which was awesome. This was years ago. I was a lot less experienced than I am now, but it was one of my real, like, breakthrough years to be able to do it. So I had to do it. But he was just amazing. I had another event where I split a club with Britney Spears.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about Sly for a second. Was it at a venue or was it at his home?
No, it was actually at a venue.
And how many people showed up?
Oh, it was a very small group of people. It was probably, I don't know, 80 to 100 people.
Okay, and so was there a theme? What was it about? His birthday? What was it for?
That was back when they were launching a product line.
Oh, yeah, the InStone. The InStone. Yeah.
Right, back then.
Vince Andrich was involved with him. Vince, who's working now with Dr. Scott Connolly on this Myotropics Physique 2.0 product, was involved in an InStone with Sly Stallone. So he was probably at that party.
Two things on that, though. Vince is actually the person that physically called me and said, hey, you should come down. I've got a great relationship with Vince. Vince is like one of my childhood heroes, too. I always tell him that, but he's awesome, and he's actually the guy that brought me in. His new product line is just absolutely outstanding.
Yeah,
I know that they're wanting to sponsor a new show, but completely uncensored. That that brand is amazing.
Well, you know, you got to remember one thing here. A lot of people produce really, really great supplements. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of unique and ingenious products that hit the market every single year. Obviously, there's a lot of stinkers too. Don't get me wrong. But then there's like it's a whole different caliber of product when you're talking about Scott Connolly. When you're talking about Dr. Scott Connolly, the guy who, you know, founded Metrex. Metrex to this day is the most successful sports supplement company in the world, bar none. And it's all because of his formula. And so when you get a guy like him who starts formulating products and it's a new product, and he hasn't had a product since Metrex, don't forget, other than his books. He comes out with a product. It's like, oh, wait a minute. We should really look at this because this guy doesn't just come forth with something that, well, he read an abstract and he goes, well, this should theoretically work. I mean, he digs into the science. He experiments. He tests it. He tests it again. He modifies it. He makes it better. And then he finally goes, yeah, I think we can sell this. Let's do this. So it deserves everybody's look, no matter who you are.
Well, I think you and I compared to, and we're very, very fortunate to have this, you and I compared to most people have the opportunity to get to know people behind these companies. I mean, both you and I have worked at pretty much every company. I've worked at every supplement company I can think of at some point.
Right.
And what's good about that is that we've had a chance to get to know the people that are behind the brands. What is said on the label of a product doesn't really mean squat when you get to actually know the people that are behind it and their character and how they design and build products. The way Scott's going to build the product, and especially with the help of Vince as well now, and some of these other brands that make really unbelievable products. And I've got, I've had the opportunity this year to work with a whole bunch of new sponsors. And if you've looked at the promo piece, you see a ton of new companies that are coming out. And some of even these new companies have pretty good products. And a lot of it's the person that's behind it. Tatitas from Muscle Basics, for example. I mean, young guy. I mean, this guy literally doesn't sleep. His whole goal with Muscle Basics is, I want to make the absolute best stuff. And I see a resurgence now of companies like that, that are like sort of the newer up-and-coming type, hopefully eventually one day, myotropics companies, where they can put out really legitimate products.
But, well, you know what it is? The internet, the internet has affected everything, you know. So the reality is, and by the way, thank you, Al Gore, for the internet. But anyway, the reality is that information travels so fast today, and accessibility to information for those who want to put the effort forth and do the research is so simple today that you have a much more educated consumer of particular products. So the days of, you know, naming something great stuff and saying, build ripped muscles in 10 weeks, and not substantiating it with some sort of research, those days are gone. Because the first thing people do is look at the label. And if they look at the label and they go, you know, this is 50% sugar, a little bit of creatine, it's like, nah, I don't think so. But back in the day, they would have took it just because it said, build, you know, X amount of muscle in 10 weeks. So people are a lot more critical of products, and as a result of that, the scammy products, they appeal to the young kids, the younger kids who haven't spent enough money on crap products yet to start becoming educated. But the majority of us who buy supplements, if the science isn't there, a lot of us won't spend the money. Even if the science is marginally there, but there's still a question of doubt. You go, you know, I think I'll spend my money on something that I know works, like creatine, you know, something like that. So, no, you're absolutely right.
There's a lot to be said for that. That's very true. I mean, people can go click, click on their phone, sitting at a traffic light, sitting in a cab, wherever they're at, getting ready to board a plane, and all of a sudden have all the information they want about any substance they want in the world, which is pretty amazing. So the resources are outstanding. But as fast as all of that is, here's what's really interesting. As fast as everything is gone, go look at a lot of the brands that have really stood the test of time. Because there's a lot to be said for brands that have been around for 15 or 20 years. To go back to Scott Connolly, there's a lot to be said for guys like that have proven that they're not flashing the pens, and they've really changed this industry. Some of these companies have been around for well over 10 years. Some of them going into 25 to 30 years
now. Well, but the other thing is, okay, but there's one caveat there. If you have a company that's gone, that's been around for 20 years, but their product line is nothing more than a marching line of bottles, where, you know, they introduced this here new, you know, explode your sleeves product, and 2 years later you can't find it in their SKU line anymore. It's like, well, wait a minute, you guys said that that was absolute best. You marketed the hell out of it for 2 years. Now the product is gone. It's not like you just modified it and you said, well, now there's the new, better, you know, split your sleeves product. They just, it's constant introduction of new products, and they sell those products until the buyer finds out it really doesn't live up to the hype. But by then, they've got the new product coming out. They go, oh, well, we got this now. So it's not just longevity, okay? It's right. It's yep. longevity of an individual product, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it is.
That's it.
It's longevity of an individual product, like this Myotropics product. Like, he's probably going to have the exact same product for well over the next 5 years. It's not going to change. And you get these companies that keep changing and changing and changing. That's crap, this is good. That's crap, this is good. And it's amazing. I mean, some people do follow it, but I also think some people are getting really savvy to going back to the basics, finding the right tools of what they really want, and finding products that are good, solid, reputable brands.
Yeah.
That have not only stayed there for a while, but their individual products, like this specific protein, when he had that Metrics protein, the original protein, not the new changed whey, whatever it was when he got bought out, but the original product he kept for years. And I would see the exact same thing he would do with the Myotropics.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
They make a decision, but it is interesting.
Real quick, we only have a couple minutes in this segment. Yep. Was there anything noteworthy at last year's party that you can talk about that isn't vulgar, or, you know, anything crazy that went on? Anybody who got naked and ran around at the end of the show?
Nothing I can talk about on this show, sorry.
That's good. Okay, that's what I figured.
We'll have to have a separate conversation about that.
Nah, I don't want to know. You know what? I don't want to be... I don't want to be soiled by any of those things that I'm only kidding around. Look, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the after party. Jason, where can people go to buy tickets if they want to buy tickets in advance?
There are two websites. There's groovetickets.com. That's groovetickets.com. You can just type in Velocity. It will pop up. Or you can go to my website, jasondier.com, and that's D-H-I-R.
Hi, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik. Keeping it real with physical culture.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USLWellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USLWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jason Deer. He throws the best parties, and especially after-party bashes, at the Arnold every single year. And we're talking about what's going on at the party this year. You don't want to miss it. Jason, give the websites again where people can go and get tickets.
Check out jasondeer.com. That's my website, jasondeer.com. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to Groove Tickets. That's groovetickets.com. Either one of those are fine, or you can just Google my name, and you'll see a bunch of places pop up where you can buy them.
How much is
it? I'm looking forward to it. And anybody coming, make sure you don't miss the shows. I've got a two-story ice luge I'm unveiling from OxyWater. It's a new drink that we're doing a huge launch of down at this event.
What's it called? OxyWater?
OxyWater, yeah. It's actually located. It's about 10 minutes from my place here in Columbus. It's a drink. It's actually like a vitamin water type product, but it's enhanced with like electrolytes and so forth. But it also has oxygen. It can actually increase the amount of oxygen in your blood.
Cool.
I've drank it a bunch of times. I actually feel pretty good on it. Yeah. I love the drink. So I definitely wanted to work with them. And you'll see that drink everywhere down there as well.
Cool.
We also got a show at 11:45. I'm doing a fire starter show, which is a combination of fire and ice, live on the main stage. 12:30 is my main show called Rush 360. Don't miss that. And then we're doing an encore performance.
Now, you said it's called Blush 360?
Oh, it's called Rush.
Rush. Oh, okay. I thought you said blush. I was going to say, why are people going to blush? Is it all nude?
No nudity, unfortunately, there. And we've got to get you out, Carl. I don't know. I'd like to make a quick announcement that I'd like to say to Carl and Noor's top five radio sponsors, and I'm going to give you all right now two free tickets to this event if you sponsor his show. That's on me. You can contact me, Jason, at jasondeer.com. It's a done deal.
Okay.
Just for supporting him. He's such a great friend of mine. But also, hopefully that will get him out, more or less. They've got to get him out. Yeah.
I will try to make an appearance there. Like I said, I'm not going to stay late. But I will make an appearance, and I haven't been to any of your after parties in several years now. In fact, I even missed the one that was in Vegas at, what was it, at Atria or something like that?
Yeah, I did one in Vegas at Mandalay Bay up on the 43rd floor.
That's what it was, the 43rd floor, yeah.
Yeah, it was insane.
But anyway, I will try to make it this year, I promise you. And
because
I want to take Elisa so she can at least see what it's like, and you know, maybe she wants to go more than I do. I don't know, but we'll make an appearance for sure.
Absolutely, Carl. You've got to check out a couple new things down there besides the OxyWater. Gamma PTF is served in there. Want to give them a quick shout out. It's like an energy drink instead of Red Bull. And also, the official tequila is Arco Tequila. It's actually an organic tequila.
Really?
Really unique. Yep. So one of the very few of its kind. It's actually the guy's located in Ohio. It's amazing tequila, if you're a tequila drink. So that's really good. And get to meet the guys from Muscle Basics and some of these other players as well.
I have a friend, a good friend,
wonderful guy who works for Brown-Forman, and they have quite a few liquor lines. They especially make a variety of Kentucky bourbons that are very, very popular. I believe Maker's Mark is one of theirs and so on. And we were talking about genetically modified foods, and he said, you know, the company was going to GMO corn. And I said, man, I think that's a mistake. And he said, well, they did the research, and because it's the alcohol renderings, the protein doesn't affect it, and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, okay. But one of their brands fought it. They said, no, we're not going to GMO corn. And they stood strong. And so I'm going to find out. I forget which one it is, but there is a bourbon made by Brown-Forman that resisted going to genetically modified corn. And I think that's important. I think people need to know this. It's not only important to know in your food, but in the things you take for granted, like the alcohol that you consume when you do go out and have a little something. You know, you want to know, is this genetically modified? Is it organic? But anyway, I thought that was very noble of this one product line. I'll find out the name, and we'll probably do a shout-out to them on an upcoming Casual Friday.
No, absolutely. I think we just forget those luxury items like that. I like scotch, for example, or vodka. I mean, any alcohol, any type of stuff. We just forget the quality and things like whether it's non-GMO, whether it's really a clean product. There really is a big difference between a well vodka and a really good, you know, multiple times distilled product. We just don't pay attention to it. I think we should take it for granted and overlook.
Hey, Jason, before we go on to talk about your foray into supplements, I wanted to ask you, what was Britney Spears' party like? What was that all about?
Insane. Absolutely insane.
What was it for? Well, was it at a venue? Was it at her home?
No, we split. No, we just split a club. So I did a party, she did a party. She had a show, and ultimately, she was looking for a venue, I was looking for a venue. And so we basically took one club and just split it right in half. And she brought all of her cast and crew out. I mean, a lot of just like hippies, choreographers, dancers, I mean, makeup artists, all that. They were all super cool though, they were awesome. And then there was all of my crew, which was mostly, you know, some industry people, and I do a little bit more of the crazier. We had people in body paint walking around and all that type of thing. So it was great. Loved it.
Well,
mesh great, no problem.
That's what I was going to say. Did you guys just mesh together inside?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that, Colin. I'd love to just tap on this real fast. There are some celebrities that waltz in, and it's just like, it meshes perfectly. And there are some people it's just like oil and water. No, like the Wesley Snipes situation, completely oil and water. I mean, I like Jose Canseco. I've got to know him. He's always been really great to me. But when he walked into the club 4 years ago, it was during that time when all of his, you know, stuff was launched and there was a lot of expose stuff. It was like oil and water. People were throwing stuff at him.
Yeah,
you just can't tell when people, you know, sometimes you get a celebrity show up and it's like complete hostility. And then you get another guy show up, and it just increases and enhances the vibe. And
yeah,
energy of the
you know what? You know what I call that when a celebrity shows up at your venue, your restaurant, or whatever, and everybody like hisses and boos and throws stuff. That's called an O.J. Simpson moment. Because after everything went down with O.J., and then he finally like he even like started doing some crazy stuff, like stealing his Heisman Trophy back from a guy that he sold it to, and all that sort of stuff. Which I think he's in jail for now. But I mean, whenever he would show up at public places, people would, you know, cast him out and they'd video it and then put it up on YouTube. And it was terrible. It was humiliating and an embarrassment. And so I think that we should, from this moment forward, whenever we do a show about your event, we can say, hey, did anyone have an O.J. Simpson moment at the after party? And you'll know that means did anyone get booed, hissed, surprisingly, the crowd turned on them. So.
Absolutely. One of my biggest sponsors, my co-title sponsor, Muscle Farm, who just took on Michael Vick. And I would love to have Michael Vick there, but I've already had probably 20 people tell me that they would be throwing stuff if Michael Vick showed up. I mean, and we don't think about that. Some of these guys, they should be based upon, you know, the question is whether they should be based upon how good they are at sports versus what they do in their personal lives, and that's the question. You know, Muscle Farm just says, hey, look, he's a great athlete. We're sponsoring him. He's one of our main guys now. That's it. We want to bring him whatever.
Is he the guy that did the dog fighting?
He got the dog fight. Yeah. Well, now it's a whole other situation. You know, Carmen Electra, everything's great. Michael Vick, people are throwing stuff. It's tough to say. Very tough.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, it'll be fun at the after party this year, and who knows, maybe you'll get a chance if you show up to give someone their O.J. Simpson moment by booing them. And Carmen Electra will be there for those of you who want to see Carmen Electra up close and personal. Don't forget to show up at the after party. You can go to Jason's website, jasondhir.com, to find out about those. Jason, you are you in the supplement industry? Did you put a foot in and take it out? What's going on?
I've never left. That's all I've done my whole life. You know, between parties, most of my parties are in the supplement industry. I pretty much spend my entire day doing consulting work with companies. So I consult with pretty much every major company out there right now. I do everything from marketing, product design, formulation, writing, distribution, brokering, you name it, I do it. So I, a lot of people don't know that about me, but Carl, I've grown up in this industry since I was really young. So that's how I ended up doing parties, was starting from consulting with companies.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so the party, give the date again.
The date is next Saturday. It's March 3rd. It will be at Bluestone, formerly known as Boma, same place, 583 East Broad Street. Tickets are online. If you want to purchase some, you can just go to my website, jasondhir.com. There's a link. Definitely get that before 11. We cannot guarantee entry after midnight every single year for the last 8 years, and this year won't be an exception. People have not gotten in because we've gotten hit fire marshal capacity by midnight.
Yeah.
So definitely get there before midnight. I would suggest getting it by 11. Don't miss the shows. It is 21 and up. Dress to impress. And we look forward to seeing you. And hopefully, if you're lucky enough, you'll get to see Carl Lenore there.
Well, I was going to say, I'm afraid to show up after when it's too late because of the fire marshal. So I'll be arriving at 8:30.
Doors open at 9:30. At least stay till 9:30.
I'll be standing at the door from 8:30 to 9:30, looking at the door, waiting for it to open, like somebody waiting for Best Buy to open the morning that the new Nintendo went on sale. You know what I mean?
Black Friday.
Standing at 8:30, I'm in. Give me my drink. Okay, gotta go. I'm gonna go to sleep now. I'll show up at a reasonable time, and definitely spend some time there. I promise I will. I will this year, Jason.
I want to just say a quick thank you as well to you for, first of all, having me on the show. I always appreciate it. You're always a great sport. You're great for not only this industry, but for any industry that you're involved with. You're such a class act. And also, I just want to thank everybody that's ever been involved with this event. I can't thank people enough. This is the 9th year. It's very rare that something really lasts that long. I actually have a record amount of sponsors this year, a record amount of bottles out. I've hit pretty much every single record for this event this year, and I just can't stop doing it. I love doing it, and I could never do it without people supporting it. So, you know, thanks to Oxy Water, Muscle Farm, Right Way, HCG, Badass Nutrition, MRI, Europa, DSX, all the companies that got involved, Gamma PTF. I just want to give all those guys a shout-out. I really appreciate it a lot.
Very cool, Jason. And say hello to your mom and dad for me, okay?
Will do. They'll be down there.
Okay, we'll see you there. And I will be there. I promise I will be at the after party this year at the Arnold. And I will have the beautiful, lovely, and talented Miss Elisa Profumo on my arm. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Brooks Kubik. We're going to be talking about physical culture then and now. Have we learned anything? You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
That's right, boy. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. You love him, you know him, and you all tune in when he comes on the show. He is the keeper of the flame of physical culture, none other than Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Well, I was a little worried. You paused it when you said, you know, you love him, pause, and I thought it was going to be, you love him, comma, you hate him, comma. I wasn't sure where you were going.
All of the above, right?
All of the above.
Right?
Yeah.
Howard Stern used to say, I don't care why people tune in as long as they tune in.
Just as many
people used to listen to Howard because they hated him and they just wanted to hear what was going to come out of his mouth next as people who listened to him and loved him. So, but anyway, that's not your situation. You're much loved by the physical culture community because of your hard work and effort. And really, you are one of the final keepers of physical culture, I think, keeping it alive. But anyway, and as a result of that, you have been able to look at the past through present eyes, and you're able to look at the present knowing what the past held in store. And I guess this kind of actually ties into what Jason Deere and I were just talking about a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about supplements. Jason and I were talking about supplements. He was talking about good supplement companies and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, more importantly than a company's longevity, it's the class of products' longevity. Because yeah, there's lots of companies that have been around for a decade or more.
Mm-hmm.
But every year there's a procession of marching products that are here today and gone tomorrow. And as soon as this product hits the market, they're already coming up with the product that's going to take its place because people are going to get tired of taking it for whatever reason because it will or may not produce the results that they had hoped for. And so the company comes out with, well, that didn't work, but this will kind of a thing. That's also true with physical culture in general. We're very,
we're very historically myopic, or myopic, however you want to pronounce it. We don't remember things. We don't think about, gee, you know, well, didn't they do this once before and it didn't work? And that's true of what people use as far as training modalities and everything else within physical culture, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, it's probably true of pretty much everything in life. But there's a tremendous amount in physical culture, in strength training and muscle building and fitness. There's a multitude of exercises, equipment, training methods, ideas, really interesting things that have been completely forgotten, or things that have been resurrected, or things that someone's come out with that's the latest and greatest. But you know what? It's something they were doing 50 years ago or 100 years ago. And it's really interesting to look at it, you know, more from a, you know, from an historical point of view. Have you been to a CrossFit gym or?
I haven't, but I feel like I feel like I have, because I know so many people, including my son Chase, for a while was going to San Diego CrossFit, and I've heard all about it enough where I kind of think I know what they do there.
Yeah, well, I got a catalog, an equipment catalog in the mail, and I was looking through it, and this is a catalog that has, you know, like 100 pages and just all kinds of stuff. Okay, so I'm just flipping through, and they had some new stuff that I had not seen, although a lot of CrossFit gyms use it, and you see a lot of photos of this type of stuff on, you know, on Facebook or posted on the internet. And it's the gym systems where you have, you know, it's almost like an outdoors playground, or the kind of playgrounds they had when we were kids, where they've got, you know, the ladder that you cross back and forth on the horizontal ladder, and they have pull-up bars and horizontal bars.
Yeah. I think they call that the jungle gym or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the people who are younger than you and me listening don't realize that there was a time when playgrounds in the United States, either in a park or a school, had all this great stuff that kids would climb up and down and swing on and hang upside down on and just all kinds of stuff. And of course, it's all been taken down because now the schools.
Oh, you can't. God forbid a kid falls and chips a tooth. I mean, and let's face it, we all did that.
Lawsuit.
Well, I remember the monkey bars, right?
Yeah. Tell them about the monkey bars.
Okay, so the monkey bars were just basically two uprights, one on either end, and basically a metal ladder running from one and one upright to the other, and it was generally at least a foot or two higher than the child's size that should be playing on it, so that you had to jump up and grab onto one of these rungs of the ladder and then let go with one hand and swing forward and grab the next rung, then let go with the hand that's behind you and then swing further forward and grab the next, and then basically go across the monkey bars you know, hand by hand, which is really a great exercise, and probably helps you if you ever get into the military, because I think they use monkey bars to train people there. But anyway, but of course, every one of us climbed up the monkey bars and wanted to walk on them. Mm-hmm. And once you got, you know, once you got the first task down, and many of us, including myself, fell from the monkey bars, and many of us ended up with this 1-inch scar beneath our chin. You know what I'm talking about, right, Brooks?
Yep.
Where your
yep.
chin hit the monkey bar as you fell down, and you fell through it, and you're bleeding, and you run to the teacher, and they look at you, and they send you in for a stitch, or sometimes they put a butterfly Band-Aid on you, and you move on. I mean, I bet you there's millions of us in this world of our age group that have that 1-inch scar right beneath our chin, where our chin hits something. Now, today, if your kid falls off the monkey bar, the parent flies in, they bring a team of attorneys, and they want to sue the school. Who was watching my child? How did this happen? Why do you have these medieval devices on the playgrounds in the first place? Get them off so every other kid, including the kid who hit his chin and was fine afterwards, doesn't really need any cosmetic surgery as a result,
is now at a loss of the kind of physical activity that produces the kind of strength that builds strong bodies.
Absolutely. And so, of course, now you've got the, you know, there's no equipment like that for the kids to play around on. And I remember, you know, I remember the monkey bars. I mean, I remember one time I used to do them all the time, and I would go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you know, until I had blisters all over my hands. I mean, I loved playing on those things. And they really are a great exercise. I mean, they're just
And they really do use them in the military. They usually put a puddle, like a mud puddle beneath it, and you've got to go rung to rung without falling in the mud.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of an obstacle course.
Right.
But it's interesting that what is part of an obstacle course to train soldiers was a normal part of what kids played on back in the day.
I know. You know, I've never thought about that before, Brooks, until you said it. That's why you're so brilliant. I forgot all about those things.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I mentioned it, you know, we're talking about, you know, what's old, what's new, you know, is sort of the theme for the program. Well, okay, so I get this catalog, and I'm looking through, and they've got this system that's got the monkey bars that you just described, dipping bars, pull-up bars, rings. You can do suspension training. You can do battling ropes work with them, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then they've got a model. You do it outside. It's a wooden model, and they've got a punching bag, a light bag, heavy bag. You've got resistance bands attached to this thing, all kinds of cool stuff. And they're talking about how the smaller unit can train up to 6 to 8 people. And the big unit, which is pretty expensive, but looks pretty cool, big unit can train up to 20 people, okay?
Right.
So I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty neat. You know, I wish they'd had that when I was a high school wrestler. That would have been a great thing to do with
right.
the wrestling team.
Right.
Okay, well, the other day, I'm working on a new course about John Grimmick.
John Grimmick,
cool. His life, his lifting, how he trained, you know, pretty interesting topic, you know, the greatest physical culturist of all time, probably, and certainly one of the greatest. So I'm researching in the old magazines because, you know, what I'm looking for is not what somebody writes today about John Grimmick or what they wrote 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, I want to go back to the 1930s when you know, Grimmick was brand new on the scene and find out what people were writing then, and it's been kind of interesting. So I'm going through these magazines from 1931, 1932, 1933, and I see a picture of something that I believe the name is the Iron Horse.
Okay.
And it was a photo of something that they had in Germany. And it was one of these jungle gym type stations that I just mentioned, you know, with the horizontal bars and ladders set at 45 degree and chinning bars and just everything, okay? It was 3 stories high.
Holy mackerel.
And you could have 100 men at a time train on it. There were guys 3 stories high, swinging on horizontal bars and doing pull-ups. You were climbing ropes, going up to the third floor, the third story, if you were strong enough to do that. I mean, this was one intense thing, and I thought, that's really interesting, because what is new in 2012, these jungle gym-type gym stations.
Right.
What's new and you know, apparently very well received, and people are, you know, probably getting great results with them. What's new today, they were doing something bigger and better by, you know, like 5 times bigger and better back in 1931 in Germany.
Yeah. Now why do you think that it's not as big? You think it's just a matter of, you know, the available space to put it in? That would have to probably go outdoors anyway.
Yeah, it was outdoors.
But I mean, with the ones that they use at the CrossFit gyms, they're mm-hmm. indoors, right? Or is theirs outdoors as well?
Well, they have indoor and outdoor. The outdoor made out of treated lumber. I think the reason they're not as big is simply from a liability point of view. I mean, you know, why do you really want someone doing pull-ups, you know, 20 feet off the ground.
It would be impressive.
Yeah.
You know.
You got long arms.
It's amazing. It's sad to say that liability and litigation, because I was thinking to myself, yeah, you'd have to be training on that thing for quite a long time before you would progress to the capacity to get up on that third story and do things. Like, not only would you have to be strong, but you'd have to be so confident in your dexterity and strength that you feel that you could go up there and swing and nothing's going to happen. That takes years of working on the first and second level first. And I was just thinking, you know, we've really missed out because of liability and litigation. We've really missed out because wouldn't it be great to be able to do that, to know that, to have the capacity that if that's how far you want to go, that you could go. But no, the liability and litigation side of everything has taken that down quite a bit.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of the reasons why a lot of gyms went over to, particularly college and university and high school weight rooms, YMCA weight rooms, went over to all machines with selectorized weight stacks, was liability.
Yeah.
Litigation concern. You know, you can't drop a leg curl machine on your head, or at least you can't do it very easily.
Yeah. I agree with that. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. Go to his website. Brooks Cubic, KUBIK.com. We will be right back with Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido, so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayini, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective
as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pezol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Cubic. And we're talking about what has changed. What did we learn? What was then and what is now? In the area of physical culture in general. Now, Brooks, I mean, what is clearly still in vogue? In other words, they didn't change the name of it. They didn't repurpose it. They didn't make it look a little bit different. It is exactly today what it was then. Would you say that something like high-intensity training has changed? Have they renamed it? Have they adulterated it? What is still the same? Anything?
Well, let me go to equipment first. The plate loading barbell is pretty much the same as it has ever been. The interesting thing about it is that they used to have what are called exercise barbells, which were the barbells, not Olympic bars, not the 7 foot long bar with the revolving collars on the end that you put the 45-pound plates on. And
yeah,
these bar
was stationary weight, right? They were one weight, an 85-pound bar. They were kind of short too, as well, right?
Well, initially, the first barbells had globe weights
right
at the ends, and a lot of them, because it was easier for a local iron worker, small iron shop to make something because they weren't making them on a commercial scale. It was like a onesie-twosie type thing for someone who was interested. They would just cast them solid, so you would have a solid barbell. And that's that's an unusual and a difficult training tool. You know, nothing rotates, nothing revolves. You have to learn how to work with it. It's, a much different feel. We don't have those anymore. They're a specialty item that some people who like old-time training, old-time training, and some people who like strongman training use them. They're unique. They're different. They're a different feel, and in some ways they're worth using because of that different feel. But the Olympic barbell is basically the same now as it's ever been. For Olympic weightlifting, the steel's better today, and so really high caliber, high quality Olympic lifting bar has more bend to it, more snap. And of course, we have rubber bumper plates nowadays for Olympic lifting, which we didn't have 30 years ago.
What did the rubber bumper plate do for the lift? Was it just a matter of all the plates became the same size, or was it because you dropped the bar when you were done with it?
It allows the lifter to drop the bar or to lower it in a somewhat controlled but not slow fashion without damaging the wooden lifting platform. In the old days, you had big iron plates. You'd start loading with the 45s and a wooden lifting platform, and they were often homemade. Homemade lifting platforms that were relatively flimsy by modern standards. And you would drop the bar. If a lifter dropped the bar, say from overhead in a clean and jerk, drops a 300-pound bar, there was a good chance that the platform would get broken. In fact, Pete George, who was second in the Olympics in 1948 in weightlifting, won the gold medal in 1952. In 1956, he was coming off of a string of having won the world championship and being undefeated in his weight class, and he was the captain of the U.S. team in weightlifting at the Melbourne Olympics. And he was the odds-on favorite to win the gold medal, which would have been his second gold medal. In his final workout at the York Barbell Gym in York, Pennsylvania, the platform had been really getting beat up, in particular because they had a heavyweight named Paul Anderson. You may have heard of him.
Yes. Okay.
Anderson was training, and you can just imagine 350 or 400 pounds of Paul Anderson with 400 pounds of iron overhead. That's tough even if he doesn't drop the bar, but if he drops, you know, a 400-pound bar, platform's in trouble.
Right.
Well, Pete George, who was a squat-style lifter, does a squat snatch in his last workout, and the platform splits apart on him. It goes left and right. Now, picture that you're in a deep squat position with a barbell overhead, and the platform.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah.
So now, how high was the platform off the ground? Did he have to drop very far, or was just? I understand even a short distance is you're going to die with that kind of weight over you. But how far would he have fallen to the actual floor below?
The platform was built right on the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so it wasn't a drop. What it was, though, picture being in an overhead squat with you know the weights at arm's length overhead. You're in a deep squat, and all of a sudden, your feet move to the left and right.
I was just going to say, imagine being in an overhead squat position, and you've got one foot in one canoe and another foot in the other canoe. You know, it's like, and they start moving apart.
Okay, so. You know, of course, he drops the bar, but by then the damage is done. You know, so now he's got a bad knee, and he ended up.
Oh man!
He ended up winning a silver medal in the Olympics because basically he was almost crippled. You know, so that's a result of the United States probably lost an Olympic gold medal as the result of a platform that was damaged at the most famous gym in the entire world, the York Barbell Club gym.
Yeah. So obviously the bumper plate keeps the platform more than anything else. It keeps the platform from getting beat up.
Yeah. And the other thing, you know, if you're doing heavy Olympic lifting, lowering the bar all the way from overhead to the platform really takes a lot out of your body. You know, if you're doing a slow, controlled down to the shoulders, down to the
that's going to shorten your workout completely because you're really doing a lot more work that's unproductive. But Brooks, so you were saying that the Olympic bar has not changed, the plate loaded bar has not changed at all, so that's still tried and true.
Yeah, well, the Olympic bar has not changed. The interesting thing is that the exercise bar, which you could find at any sporting goods store, or you could order from any number of companies. Again, when you and I were kids, you can't get them anymore.
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, you can get really cheap ones, but
most gyms that want preset exercise bars, what they do is they buy a chrome plated bar and they put plates on it. And they take the butterfly out of the collar and they use a square bolt and they tighten it with a wrench and they just don't come off anymore. And then they have a series of bars that are in, you know, 10-pound increments from 120 down to, you know, 30 or something, right?
Or they weld them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so the exercise barbell has kind of gone out of favor, and that's a shame because it's a great training tool.
It was shorter, right? It was a little shorter as well.
Yeah, usually the bar was either 5 foot or 6 foot long. And the neat thing about it was if you wanted to train at home, you could buy a bar and a weight set. It would fit anywhere because it was small. You could train in your bedroom if you wanted. And it cost 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd see them standing up in the corner of a room if someone had one in their home, right?
Yeah.
Remember, you'd stand it up like a broom in the corner of the room with one ball on the ground and the other one against the wall.
Yeah, or if you were lazy like me, you would roll it under your bed when you were done working out.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I know. So that's gone, obviously. Yeah. I mean, but what about the clubs? They're coming back, aren't they?
Well, the Indian clubs are coming back big time. And we've got two kinds of clubs. We've got the light Indian clubs made out of wood, ones that weigh 1 pound, 1.5 pounds, 2 pounds max. Very lightweight, and you just, you know, you use them in a very loose, easy, free-flowing motion to loosen the shoulders. And those are great. I've got a pair. Got them from John Wood at Functional Hand Strength. I'll tell you what, those are awesome.
Really?
Let's
do this. Wait, I want to hold on. I want to take a break, okay? I want to come back, and I want to talk about the club.
Okay.
And I wanted to, you know, because some of these things we don't have any longer because something better. We started to examine the kinesiology, for instance, of a movement, and we thought, you know what, this is better. So some of these things are gone probably for good reasons. And I want to talk about one of those too. I want to ask you about something. But,
okay.
But the club, maybe it should have never gone away. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. We're talking about physical culture then and now. What have we learned? You can learn more about Brooks Cubic by going to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. We shall return.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and
and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Brooks Kubik. We were talking about physical culture. When we went into the break, we started talking about the, I guess they were called club bells and Indian clubs, right? Those are two different things, but that kind of look the same?
Yeah, they look the same, but they're definitely not the same. The Indian clubs are made out of wood, and they're very light. Just weigh a pound, 2 pounds max.
In fact, they used to be preferred by jugglers when we were young, right? Then the guys on Ed Sullivan, they used to juggle the really, really light ones, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've been used in juggling circuses, clown acts, you know, and they were very common 100 years ago. I mean, many, many homes had the many, many, you know, the typical businessman would use them. They were recommended for women. They were recommended for children. You know, they were very safe. And they're not a muscle-building exercise. They're a mobility exercise. And, you use them, and what happens, you rotate your shoulders in just all kinds of unusual planes of motion. You can go anywhere with them. You work the arms in a rhythmic pattern, and it's really good for loosening your shoulders up. The other thing that it's really good for, so many of us in the modern world spend the entire day in front of a computer. You know, we're hunched over, you know, we start having that round-shouldered thing going.
Hey, what do
you
have, a camera in here? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we all have to fight it. I mean, you know, I'm spending, you know, many, many hours every day on the computer because I'm writing. You know, it's tough. And so the thing that I like about the Indian clubs is it loosens the entire thoracic area. I mean, it gives everything a very nice loosening up. And I use it as a warm-up before every workout. You know, I go out, you know, spend 5 or 10 minutes just on the Indian clubs on the shoulders. And, again, it's not to build muscle. It's a mobility thing. Real, real interesting. Now, the club bell is different. Club bells are a training tool that go back to ancient Persia. They're basically very similar to a heavy-weighted sword or battle axe or war club that would be used by knights or gladiators or others who were training, you know, for weapons. And you know, the use of a heavier-than-usual sword as a training device is something that is well documented. It goes back to at least the ancient Romans, I think the ancient Greeks, probably before that. Well, your club bell is like an Indian club, only it is heavier. And, you know, the weight is 10 pounds, 20 pounds, maybe more. I'm sure there are different companies that make them in different weights and different shapes. And that's more of a strength training device. It's not, you know, it's not going to be used in the same free-flowing manner that an Indian club is used because you can't do that with a 10 or 20 pound club.
Right.
So you'll hurt your shoulder
You could build up to that, couldn't you? Or wouldn't be wise to even attempt that?
I would say don't do that. I would say the club bells are much better for wrist strengthening, working the forearms, and I like them for those purposes. I'd want to be really, really cautious of doing things with the shoulders, particularly for any of the older listeners out there. And by old, you know, if your shoulders are 40 years or more of life on this earth, they probably qualify as old, and you want to be careful. So, you know, throw that out. But
right.
Club bells, very popular. They're used by many of the people who use kettlebells. They like the feel of both implements.
Yeah, it's a different ergonomically. It's different. Absolutely, the way you're gripping it is different.
Yeah.
But so do you think that the Indian club is making a resurgence now, or do you think that its day is dead, and only those of us who long for those earlier days are going to be attracted to it? Do you see Indian clubs coming back in vogue in mainstream gyms?
I don't think that they're in mainstream gyms yet. They are probably going to be in the mainstream gyms in another 5 years or so.
I have a theory why you're not going to see them personally, but go ahead.
Okay. I think that there are a lot of companies selling them now. There are a lot of people making them, and there are a lot of people who are figuring out that some of the old ways of training, some of the old equipment is, really, really good. And whether they buy it themselves and they take it to a gym, or whether they buy it themselves and they use it at home, they're buying them. Yeah. As I said, my buddy John Wood sells them, and, he sells enough to make it worthwhile to have on his website Indian clubs.
Right.
And he sells them. And there are other people who do the same thing. I mean, if you do a web search on Indian clubs, you're going to find
some Indian clubs, yeah.
Indian clubs for sale, So there's definitely a market there.
You know why you'll never see them in the mainstream gym?
Why?
Okay. Think of the way you use an Indian club. You're kind of like you're doing this helicopter motion, right?
Right. Right.
Now imagine the lady behind you is getting ready to sit down on her Pilates ball. And you,
exactly.
and she thinks she's far enough away from you because you're standing still. And now you go into it and now imagine that you hit her on the head with it. we're never going to see the Indian club in a commercial gym again because liability and litigation get in the way. It's sad because the Indian club probably has some real value in mobility work, but, a kettlebell can be a little dangerous too, but let's face it, you're not swinging it like you are an Indian club, which an Indian club, you're swinging the same way a trapper swings a club when he knocks a seal out to rip its skin off. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, well, and not only that, but it extends out from your hands. So,
right.
If I hold my arms out and I can, I've got, 6 feet that I can cover from the tip of the left fingers to the tip of the right finger.
Yeah, now you just went to 9 feet with each hand.
yeah, and I mean that's a big range. I train alone in the garage, and the first time I was doing the Indian clubs, I whacked something overhead.
There you go.
I was like, whoa! I can't stand here. I need to move back.
So unfortunately, we will never see the Indian clubs in the gym. And I will even venture to say that if you bring your own Indian clubs to the gym, aside from the fact that you will get stared at like you're crazy, somebody will come over from management and say, "Look, you just can't use those here. You'll have to go to the other gym where the guy who grunts when he squats had to go." So,
Well, the other part of it though is the gym of today may be on the endangered list, and there may be a much different looking gym 20 years from now.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
And I think that we'll probably end up with some sort of renaissance where the gym will be like it used to be. Interestingly enough, I looked this up a little while ago while we were talking. I've always wondered, I remember asking Pavel Tsatsulin where the kettlebell got its name. And then we have the barbell, and then we have the dumbbell, and the thing that's common, the club bell. All of these things have the word bell in it. And so I always thought the kettlebell was called a kettlebell because it was the clapper that was inside of a big bell, for instance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that I asked Pavel that, and he said, no, he didn't think so. And I don't think he really knew why they call it the kettlebell. But then you think about the barbell. Clearly the barbell didn't start out as being a clapper inside of a bell, although it could because they had those long, really big bells. A bell that stands like 4 feet tall.
Right.
Doesn't have a chain inside of it. It has a rigid piece of a bar of steel or whatever that then has a hook shape at the bottom. And then the little ball hangs on that. So that's kind of rigid. I thought, well, maybe that could be the barbell. I'm wondering if these tools of fitness find their name in the word bell because these were instruments for clapping a bell, or because they all make a clanging noise when you train with them, that they have been called bells, which I don't believe the latter, because some things don't make a clanging noise. You know, the kettlebell doesn't make a clanging noise unless you hit somebody with it or drop it, you know?
Well, I believe, now I'm working off memory, and so I may be wrong here, but I believe that Sig Klein said that the origin was the dumbbell. The dumbbell was the first training tool. And dumbbells looked like a type of bell that was used in Europe that you would hold in your hand and you know, move up and down like a shake weight to make noise.
And so they called it a dumbbell because it didn't ring.
Exactly. Dumb means silent.
Yeah, it didn't do its job, right?
The dumbbell, the silent bell, was the original tool. And then someone said, well, why don't we make a bigger one with a longer bar? And they called that the bar bell.
I'll be damned.
And then the kettlebell was a different shape, and they called it a kettlebell.
Probably because it had a handle like a kettle. You pick up a kettle has a handle that it hangs from the hook over the fire, and you also use it to carry it to the table.
The shape of the kettlebell is like an old-fashioned kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that, I believe, is Sig Klein's story of how it all came to be.
I'll be
darned. Now, whether that's correct or not, who knows?
That sounds very plausible to me.
Mm-hmm.
The club bell clearly is shaped like a club. The kettlebell clearly is shaped like a kettle. A barbell clearly has a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But where does the dumbbell come from? Where does the word, you know what I'm saying? The only non sequitur in there is the word dumb.
Yeah, and according to Klein, that's the reason, and the dumbbell was the first, the first in the group, and then the other names just kind of followed.
Wow.
The club bell, I believe the club bell is a modern term. You know, you had dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, and someone said, we've got a heavy club, what do we call it? You call it a club bell.
Club bell, right.
Which is a great name.
Right. That's so cool. That is so cool. Okay, we have to take our last commercial break. That was worth listening to this show. That little
people are never going to hear this stuff anywhere else.
I know, because nobody cares. But you and I, Brooks, that's it.
All right, listen, the listeners.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. Go to his website. Go there now. Right now. He just taught you where the dumbbell term comes from. Don't be a dumbbell. Go to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. And now listen to some Smoke on the Water. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise
doctorschoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a 2-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Bradley's on the microphone with Ross MG. All people
Welcome in back.
The dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC.
Brooks, this sounds like an old show from an old hippie coffee shop back in the 60s. Welcome back. Long live Abbie Hoffman. Steal this book. You remember that book, Brooks? Do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember
yes.
Abbie Hoffman?
Yes, now that you mention it. Yeah.
Abbie Hoffman was like the first anti-establishmentarian. Remember, that's what the term that we used back in the 60s. And and he wrote a book called Steal This Book, which obviously was a real bad idea for his publisher, because guess what people did? They stole the book. They didn't buy it.
I was going to say, how could you not? Yeah.
Yeah, and the book was loaded with nothing but ways to disrupt the man, as they used to call the establishment back then, the man. How to get free stuff from companies, how to disrupt the local phone systems, could you imagine today, like, there would have been a whole chapter just about the internet. But Abbie Hoffman, he was one of the, what did they call themselves? The something, the Magnificent Five or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I forget the name, I forget the number. But yeah.
Yeah, he was a bunch of guys. They were like politically and socially protestant about everything, and they wrote articles, and it was really cool. But anyway, I digress. Back to the subject at hand, and that is where else would you learn about what the dumbbell is? That was really cool, Brooks. I got to tell you. That was fantastic.
Sig Klein took over Professor Attila's gym after Professor Attila died in the early 20s. Professor Attila was the man who found, trained, developed Eugene Sandow.
Wow.
Okay. So Sig Klein had all of this knowledge that went back to Professor Attila, which is back in the 1880s. Attila was a world famous figure. He trained royalty in Europe. You know, he trained crown princes and kings. He was incredibly famous, incredibly well known, and really, you know, put physical training on the map in a really big way. And then when he discovered Sandow and trained him and taught him lifts like, for example, the bent press, and gave him some basic showmanship and packaged him and put him on stage, the world went crazy. And he was all responsible for that, but he had this incredible wealth of information that Sig Klein then latched onto, and Klein, I believe, had a lot of the professor's old books and magazines from Europe that, of course, were, many of them were in German, but Klein was able to read German. So, you know, he had this knowledge that was just amazing.
Yeah.
And, Brooke, because
I'm looking at time here, and yeah, you and I could probably fill 3 hours talking about this, but I have to ask you a couple questions about some things you don't see in the gym anymore. Do you remember the Weider bicep blaster or whatever they call the master blaster? You hung it around your neck. It had these, it was almost like a water buffalo shaped, a metal plate that leaned against your chest but then went back so you could brace the backs of your arms against it while doing curls?
Yeah, that was the most uncomfortable, painful, twisted, to me, unproductive.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one that...
You don't see them anymore. No, those were insane.
I mean, did
you couldn't breathe if you're doing a heavy curl and you had that thing, you're locked in, it's like you can't breathe.
Never mind that, but when you were doing a heavy curl, it was really basically a metal plate, and the edges of the plate that would cut into the back of your arms while you were doing the curl, especially where your elbow wrinkled back up. You know what I mean? It was like, and I thought to myself, really? Like, are people really using this? I thought it was just me.
Yeah, when they said no pain, no gain, they were talking
about
that.
Yeah, that's it. What other
of the others you didn't like?
Oh, well, I mean, I gotta think. That was the one that came to mind because that was the one that was most injurious to me. I think that I really actually hurt. I remember cutting into my right elbow one day when, I pulled up too high and it kind of like just bit me. And I thought, that's it. I'm done with this thing. I don't care if it will help me get bigger biceps, which I still don't have today. Why? Do you have any that fall into that category?
No, but just as a general comment, people today have no idea how much really bad cheap equipment there was that really hurt when you used it. It didn't fit. It wasn't, you know, as you said, there were dumb things like sharp metal edges that, you know, you braced your triceps against. Well, you know, what's going to happen? You're going to cut yourself.
Yeah. It was designed to be, basically what it was designed to do is basically be somewhat of a preacher curl, but without having a bench to lean against. And I'll tell you, you can actually safely and more effectively create the same kinesiology by getting the low pulley and a curl bar and laying down on the floor with your feet against the braces of the pulley and curling where the floor, your arms are leaning against the floor, so you can't cheat, you can't rock, you can't do anything. And you can, if you want to do that movement, you can facilitate it now in a better way by using the lower pulley of the pulley machine.
Most pieces of equipment that put you in a particular position to do a particular exercise can be duplicated in a different way by positioning your body the right way and working with the feel of the movement. You know, if you just experiment, you can do very interesting things. Vince Gironda was a master at that, by all accounts.
Did Vince Gironda ever introduce any exercise equipment per se?
Well, the preacher curl was something that Gironda promoted and made very popular. Larry Scott used it, of course, and that made everyone else want
to. In fact, wasn't it called the Scott curl originally before it was called the preacher curl? Or was it always?
I think it was the preacher curl or preacher bench that then became renamed as the Scott bench.
Right.
But,
right,
you know, the names are synonymous. Vince had something real interesting called the spider curl, which was a bench high enough that you could lie on it, face down, and then extend your arms over what was like an easy curl, except your arms were vertical, straight up and down.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, and he swore by that. He had different kinds of benches. I think he had a yogi bench, which is like a moon-shaped bench.
Half moon shape, or
yeah, like a half moon shape. You know, you do. Well, you're doing incline work, incline flies or incline presses, incline dumbbell, whatever. And instead of your back being against a straight bench, it's at a bench that is curved, like a half moon.
So why would that benefit you?
Think of what it does for your spine, particularly the thoracic spine.
Oh, curved back the other way. I'm thinking of concave. You mean convex. So your spine is actually overextended. Not you're not doing a crunch in it. I got you now. Okay.
Yeah, not for crunching. It's really opening up that shoulder girdle in the thoracic area.
That's
very interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. Who else? Before we run out of time here, we only have a couple minutes. Who else from back in that era? Did Jack LaLanne ever create any equipment back in those days?
I don't think so. He may have, and if any of the listeners know, that'd be something to shoot into us. Sid Klein created a lot of interesting things. He invented, or at least he was one of the people who invented, the incline board, which, of course, he called the INKLEIN board.
His last
after
name.
His name.
Right.
Yeah, okay. He also said that he created or invented the iron boots, you know, the bells that you put on your feet, the weighted boots that you put on your feet.
Oh, yes. They had plates that snapped to the bottom, right? Is that the one? Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. He had a real interesting chin-up device, which was a chin-up bar with two short 6 to 8 inch bars that were vertical. They just hung down from the top of the bar. And so you would reach up and grab with your thumbs up as though you were holding a hammer in your hand, gripping a hammer, okay? You'd grab the bars and hang just like you were hanging from two ropes and do pull-ups that way. Very difficult exercise, very, very effective. And that's what led me, when I was doing dinosaur bodyweight training, the book and the DVDs, I do a lot of exercises where I'm hanging from two ropes, doing pull-ups, for example, while I'm hanging from two ropes. And that was all based on trying to duplicate that special pull-up bar that Sid Klein devised.
Yeah. I'll tell you, somebody, Garnet Ornishunk just posted on my Facebook how many people out there have power blocks. I want to close the show, but I want to mention, in my humble opinion, one of the best inventions to come in more recent times is the quick-change dumbbell. I mean, that's the best home gym investment that I've made of all the things that I've bought for my home gym. My 5 to 50 pound power blocks. I mean, they're just so versatile and you can, like it says, you can start out with 15, snap another 10 pounds, snap, and just keep on going. And so.
I didn't know you had a pair of those at home.
Yeah. I love them. I really, really love them. And, you know, I've got kettlebells that I use, but those power blocks I use every day. Sometimes if I'm getting ready to go out to dinner, I'll run downstairs and pump up my biceps with them because I'm such a vain old man. But, no, I mean, they're great. I think they're worth mentioning at the end of the show here as something that probably will still be around a couple decades from now as well. Brooks, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Physical Culture Radio is coming. Those of you who are interested, it's very, very shortly here. We're doing some revamps on my website, and that's why it hasn't launched yet, but it will be here very shortly. Always great to have you on the show, Brooks.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care.
Go to brookscubic.com, brookscubic.com. Learn more about physical culture. It's important to know where all of this stuff comes from. Also want to thank Jason Deer. If you're going to be up in Columbus for the Arnold, check out the after party. I will make an effort to be there. I don't want to say I'm sure I'm going to be there because I may wuss out, but I'm 90% going to be there. Go to Jason Deer, DHIR.com, and get your tickets in advance. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. We're going to be discussing supplements. Tune in.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.